everybody. This is Black Women with Other Brothers, your podcast for Friday, June 5th, 2020. I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. Ah, sweethearts, currently it's the early evening here in blustery San Francisco. We've got some high winds today, and there is the sound of helicopters and squad cars. I live in the City Hall District, and that's where a lot of the marches and protests either begin or end, at City Hall, which is ironic considering we have this big open-air fenced-in drug refugee camp. Some of you have been told that it's a safe sleeping village. Nah, honey, that's a drug refugee camp. Anywho, people are protesting against, again, and I want to ask you, what about your daughters? I'm not feeling Facebook so tough. You may have noticed I am primarily on Twitter, not with the Black Women with Other Brothers page yet. That'll be coming. I am on Twitter with San Francisco Dam, but with Black Women with Other Brothers, I'm making these podcasts. And I've been on Twitter looking at videos of young Black girls being used as street soldiers. And the ones that I see are brown skin little Black girls. Now, to me, that's the parents pimping the girls, trying to get viral fame. I'm tired of Black people doing this to little Black girls, using them as like a shield, as mammies, very performative. Little girls are to be sheltered. What should a child be knowing about what's going on in the world? Why should a child be on a protest line? That is so illogical. It really upsets me to see that. They remind me of that little Swedish girl that's a robot, and she talks about climate change. What's her name? Greta. What's her name? Her parents pimped her out as well. Some of you may think it's okay to allow your little girls to go to a protest so she can see about life. She should be knowing how to do her algebra. That's life. She should be knowing about social studies, geography. That's life. She doesn't. That's grown folks' business. And anyway, what is marching doing right now? Right now, it's overkill. That's called the oversell. Everybody has gone over the top. It started out with, let's take a knee for Mr. Floyd, to F the white people. We're going to loot, to let's destroy our own community. Now, how many videos have I seen of African-American shop owners in tears? I saw one, an African-American father in Detroit, a father of five, saying, what am I going to tell my kids? Because they messed up his house. I see a lot of GoFundMes asking for help, like too many. I'm sorry, like if you know anything about the Black Women with Other Brothers platform, I'm all about saving yourself. And I have to admit, so far, I have donated to no GoFundMes because I need to keep my coins for myself. I have donated to not one. I thought about it, and I said, you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to allow somebody else to put their coins up. I know who's buying my groceries, who's paying my bills. Now, your daughters, why should your daughters be going to protest? What is it that little Black girls need to learn about this? Why should a little Black girl be looking fierce and ferocious with her fists balled up? Why? Why? And I said before at one of the most recent podcasts, if you agree with protesting and marching, me and you can dance together, you should just stop following me, stop listening to me, I'm not the mentor for you. We're on different life paths because it's ending bad. And since the protests started, more Black people have been killed by Black people than police killing Black people. Myself as a middle-aged woman, I know that protest zones are dangerous. You couldn't pay me to go out and protest. Well, let's see. I would walk maybe for $500,000. That it would take something like that. If somebody says, "Hey, Didi, I'll give you $1,000." Nope. $10,000. Nope. You know why? Medical bills are super expensive. You only have two eyes, one face, 10 fingers, 10 toes, two legs. Did I say that already? Two arms. Those things are kind of hard to replace. We don't have that much transhumanism yet. We're not at that stage in our history and technology that you can easily, get your legs, fingers, and arms replaced so they would work as well as the original. Black people need to quit pimping their daughters. And we all know this was about an unfortunate black man who got murdered by a gang of mixed race cops. In the Daily Mail today, I saw his, well, he wasn't married. He was not married. I saw the white female crying. And before that, I saw a kind of like an obese black woman, the baby mama, of course. I mean, this is a guy 43 years old, never married. That's typical Blackistan. I'm sorry. Gotta tell it like it is. Now, if whoever would be the widow, financially, she'd be sitting pretty. Mr. Floyd, GoFundMe, got the most donations in the history of GoFundMes. So who is the beneficiary is his daughter. Now, the fiance or the girlfriend, she might be able to do the talk show circuit, but she is not the widow. Whatever's going to go through probate court, et cetera, she's going to have nothing to do with it. The daughter will be bequeathed all of his possessions. So, in this case, the baby mama, quote, is winning, unquote. Otherwise, most baby mamas are up a creek unless they do estate planning, et cetera. So here it is, a Friday early evening in San Francisco, and I have to hear the sound of knuckleheads protesting for what? Taking a knee for what? Isn't it all done and over with by now? What's going on now? People are bored. They've been in the house for a long time. They're upset with the man because they don't have a job, or just basic upset at racism. So that's what's going on right now is a lot of psychodrama, but it is dangerous. I saw what was happening. I've seen a lot of videos from Detroit, New York, Atlanta, Miami, Chicago, of course, this, junkie city, San Francisco, and a lot of black people acting stupid. And guess what? I also saw videos of white enclaves with the militia, and they would be at their city limits just waiting for Black Lives Matter and Antifa to show up so they could give them a reality check. And you never know when some of those people are going to be mixed in with the crowd where you and your daughter would be marching. Of course, I said again, if you think it's okay to take your daughter out to a political protest, you and me are not on the same page. Now we've got a weekend coming up. I hope everybody stays safe. I hope your house is beautiful inside. Hope you're wearing some perfume and putting on a pretty dress. I'm doing that. Perfume, pretty dress. I have been going out. I've had men delivering groceries to me, which I really, really appreciate. And I thank you for listening to this podcast, which comes to you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, under 10 minutes from the mixed-up city of San Francisco. Thank you for listening. I'm Dee Dee LaPrack. Everything's beautiful.